Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, John Stevenson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second, the left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lanier scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive towards third. Stevenson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is hit by the pitch. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisco moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Sisco moves to third. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson throws to first for 1, and Cranepool throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mays goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up towards short. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive towards third. Hart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a line drive towards third. Stevenson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Cisco covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lanier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Altman moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Crane Pool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.